AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Out of over 1,300 COVID-19 cases, 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result. In St. Johns County, there have been 233 cases. Clay has had 333. Nassau has had 69. Some kids at a Jacksonville hospital might have a COVID-related inflammatory syndrome. Wolfson Children's Hospital is looking into the possibility that some patients might have multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Their chief of infectious diseases says most children who contract it get it shortly after getting coronavirus, and most of them will recover from it. It's now okay to operate vacation rentals in Duval County. There are some new rules. 6 feet of social distancing must be maintained. Guests should arrive at different times, and each unit has a 10-person maximum. As for staff, they're instructed to undergo wellness checks every time they show up at work. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. 4 locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to see some slow traffic on Phillips Highway northbound, headed towards 295. Add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 93, maybe some rain this afternoon. Tonight the low will be 70, right now 75. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats say they will continue investigations into the Trump administration through the 2020 election. A new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in managing the spread of COVID-19. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for their misreporting of Florida's recovery.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think.
Roger, that was Dr. Fauci back in, when was this? This was back in March of this year, and yet we've got the Duval County School Board says, hey, if you're going to come to school, we're going to put a mask on everybody, possibly.
Exactly. Now, Dr. Fauci, I believe, if you look at what he was saying around that same time, because literally the same day in a different interview, he was talking about how important it was for nurses and doctors to have this PPE equipment. He was simply trying to stop the public from hoarding it so that the doctors and nurses could have it in the hospitals, if you read between the lines, as far as I understand. Dishonest as the day is long, you know, as far
wow.
as...
Wait. Roger, folks, mark this date down, the 21st of May. Roger Henderson calling out Dr. Fauci, man. Where have you been, Rog?
How can he say two exact opposite things in the same day? You know, the public should not be wearing this. Oh, no, we've got a problem. Nurses and doctors. That's really why they shut down all medical services outside of COVID-19-related things and emergencies, because they were afraid that they were going to run out of PPE, these N95 masks, for the people working on the front lines of COVID-19 treatment.
All right. Roger Henderson calling them out. I love it. 904-831-0600. Hour number two, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, Raj, let's continue on with the news. Nancy Pelosi, you guys ready for this? She says, well, we need to have this vote by mail. By the way, why, folks, can anybody explain to me, this is a state issue, why are the Democrats so hardcore on this vote by mail? See if the audible's a little low here, Roger, on my end, as you can see me. Let me see if we can pop this up. This is where Pelosi says that vote by mail is COVID-19. Vote by mail is a health issue.
We do have a fight over funding for elections, vote by mail, which is a health issue. Vote by mail is a health issue, just as food is a health issue. We cannot have people going to places that are predictably dangerous to their health.
As food is a health issue, Democrats now say, well, the reason why that all of these Republicans, any stimulus bills, don't want to add on the vote by mail is because the Republican Party is now in a demographic area where, throughout the country, they say, by the way, where they want more, they don't want more non-whites. They want less Black and Hispanic people to vote.
As Republicans have been on the short side of public opinion, getting shorter and shorter as the country changes demographically, they want fewer people to vote. They're not eager for the rising numbers of Latino and African-American voters and other non-white voters to vote. That's why we have all the voter ID laws and discouragement of mail-in voting and talk about voter fraud.
I laugh with you. Is there some sort of Jedi mind trick that the reason why that they're telling everybody that we don't want Black people, Hispanic people to vote? Folks, I actually want them to vote because in some of these trends, Raj, it seems that they're supporting some of the measures of Governor Ron DeSantis and of that of President Trump.
I'm just as confused as you are, and I'm actually confused by the Republicans' position on this as well. We already have vote by mail. What is this all about? Are we going to stop absentee ballot voting? You know, a lot of people use that that method of voting already.
What the Democrats are not telling you is they want to be able to do it and not have any type of voter ID out there. By the way, it's amazing, but they support many of these restaurants getting your ID when it comes to if a COVID-19 happens to break out. But also, the vote by mail does very well for Republicans in many other states. But what they're not telling you is, Raj, is that they want to have same-day registration. Oh, and by the way, you should be able to vote that day.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fraud. So, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis lashes out at the media. We'll get to that clip in a moment. But some of those are being called out. Rebecca Jones, this is turning to somehow they claim to be a scandal. They say that the woman who helped design the dashboard here in Florida that tracks the cases of COVID-19, well, guess what, folks? She was fired. She's not a scientist. She's in geography. She's got a degree in communications and things like that. She was not involved in collecting data, says the DeSantis administration out there. She was putting up data on a portal, which the scientists did not believe was valid out there. This is what and everybody's like, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to hide out the real information of all the deaths that are taking place here in Florida. That is not the place. This is what the governor said this past week.
She was putting data on the portal, which the scientists didn't believe was valid data. So she didn't listen to the people who were her superior. She had many people above her in the chain of command. So she was dismissed because of that and because of a bunch of different reasons about how she did. She's not a data scientist. She's somebody that's got a degree in journalism, communication, and geography. She is not involved in collating any data. She does not have the expertise to do that. She is not an epidemiologist. She is not the chief architect of our web portal.
And by the way, Roger, not to, as some would say, add insult to injury out there, she's also, and I think the libs are going to be backing away on this one, because now this is another question. She, even though she's been accused of posting revenge porn and facing charges of stalking, according to documents obtained by some of the news outlets out here, I'm not saying that disqualifies her from the cases of whether or not she's a data scientist. The bottom line is that DeSantis is saying, how can somebody be charged with all of this, even though some of it I think she was let go, but she's still facing charges of stalking? How could she be hired by the Florida Department of Health? Democrats say it doesn't matter. We're still going to continue on with investigations, maybe impeachment hearings, all the way through the 2020 election.
We have to have an ankle monitor on this president. This is the worst possible time for a serial offender like him to be running around unsupervised. In addition to passing the HEROES Act in Congress, relief for our state and local governments and our frontline workers, also gave Congress a remote functioning capability. So we will start holding hearings. We expect that any invitation or subpoena to a regular in-person congressional hearing would also be honored for virtual hearings.
So there you go, Roger. So let's do a bailout. Let's do coronavirus relief. But let's also throw in there that we also want to hold more hearings to go after the president of what he knew and what he didn't know, Raj.
Right. And they want the president to wear an ankle bracelet so they can know where he is. Listen, the president's not lost. We can know where he is at all times.
Well,
where did people come up with this?
I know. I'm looking at some of these numbers out there as well.
I think there is some agreement on giving the states more money. That's because the states are just, their coffers have run dry. They're not getting the tax revenue they need, and they're facing catastrophic budget shortfalls.
Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner says that there may be a compromise for another stimulus bill. And, you know, the president, well, let's go a little bit further here. Senator Mitch McConnell wants Tory reform, a little liability protection. But there is another caveat on the table.
I think that's possible. And there's also a desire on each side to get some things they want. For example, the president wants a payroll tax cut, maybe capital gains relief, other measures that would be incentives for businesses to get going again and get the economy.
You know, Roger, I would love, and by the way, forget about the Democrats. The Republicans should have been forcing and putting this card on the table and see where this goes, as they say in the old political poker game. Do we show our hand? Do you hold it? But they've been advocating verbally on Fox News, talk radio for the last 2.5 months about the downturn in the economy, or I should say the last 2 months, about going along with a payroll tax cut. Now the president, which I hope he does get, is a capital gains tax cut, a more tax breaks with the payroll. So the Republicans have not been pushing this. But Roger, is it realistic that that may be part of the compromise? And do you honestly think Democrats will go along with it?
You know what? I can't see why they wouldn't want to go along with it. You know, whether or not you get a check back from the IRS, or whether or not you just get take more of your money home right up front. To me, you know, it comes out to be a wash in most cases. Why they wouldn't want to do that, I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, as long as people have the money to pay their bills, that's what the public cares about.
According to the CDC, they now say that the novel virus does not spread easily from touching surfaces or objects. Well, wait a second. And they didn't know this, Roger. I understand the CDC has to come out with new warnings. But they say that the COVID-19 does not spread easily via contaminated surfaces. This is what the CDC says. For all of you still wiping down groceries and other packages amid the ongoing pandemic, you can breathe a sigh of relief that experts warn that does not mean now no longer necessary. You need to take practical and realistic precautions. I still wipe down things, but they say that part of catching it just isn't there as much as we thought. More than 600 doctors have signed onto a letter that have been sent to President Trump, pushing him to end the nationwide shutdown aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. The doctors calling the widespread state orders keeping businesses closed and kids from schools a, quote, mass casualty incident with exponentially growing health consequences. Oh, yeah, that's what they says. They say that also they've observed that with these shutdowns, it includes patients missing routine checkups, Roger, that could detect things like heart problems or other cancer-related areas as well. Listen to the PhD professor from Stanford University, Michael Levitt.
What's your view of the lockdown policy that so many European countries and states in America have introduced?
I think it is a huge mistake. I think that everybody panicked. They were fed incorrect numbers by epidemiologists. There's no doubt in my mind that when we come to look back on this, the damage done by lockdown will exceed any saving of lives by a huge factor.
All right, so there you go. So on this one, they say that the lockdowns are actually causing more problems, Roger, than good.
Well, you know, I guess it would depend on perspective. You know, not everyone will agree. You know, some people think that it is causing good. But, you know, as far as these essential services being expanded to things like liquor stores, you know, in my view, that's, you know, a little bit ridiculous. But
oh, yeah, well, I think, yeah, abortion is an essential service.
1,000 Americans have died from this virus. In saying all of that, it hasn't been uniform across the country. Much of that death, has happened in New York City and New Jersey, but New York City in particular.
That is from the news group Axios, AXIOS, Axios.com, Jonathan Swan. You see him on TV. He says, listen, it's bad with over 90,000 plus deaths. But before we go to break, he says it is not a nationwide epidemic. He says it is a pandemic, especially in states like New Jersey and in New York. So we're going to have a lot more of this, plus all the other news. Got a lot of other big stories to come up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600-904-831-0600. My question to you out there, again, I keep, once every couple of weeks, I keep asking this question. Lockdowns, what are doctors saying, what they're not saying. Let me ask this question to you listening right now. I always enjoy hearing your view, your opinion, whether we agree or disagree. My question is, again, what is the issue or issues that is not being talked about when it comes to these stay-at-home orders, or as you call them, as what is being called, lockdowns?
Right.
Okay, I'm asking the audience before I get a break.
Okay.
What is an issue that's not being talked about with these lockdowns or stay-at-home orders? Anything, health-wise, economy. Also, I asked this question a few weeks ago. What is the other one to two big issues when it comes to COVID-19, the death, the model predictions, and everything else? What is the other issues that's not being talked about this when it comes to the health part? Some of you tell me what it is. I'd love to hear your views. 831-0600. Ed Rogers, 17 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some light traffic on Powers Avenue southbound, a little before University. Add a few extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 93, maybe some rain this afternoon. Tonight the low will be 70, right now 75.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-thru from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
We are all in this together and we are making great strides. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp look forward to welcoming you to 121 Financial Ballpark soon for Jumbo Shrimp Baseball and affordable family fun. You can also tune in for updates at every game on Sunny 102.3 FM, the flagship station for Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. We are confident opening day will come soon, but until then, we hope our fans and community continue to come together and stay healthy and safe. Together we'll recover and overcome, and we can't wait to see you at 121 Financial Ballpark when we do.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More than 600 doctors have signed a letter sent to President Trump asking him to end the national coronavirus shutdown. Some states announced they will not have a full-scale reopening until a coronavirus vaccine is ready. And the Duval County School District is asking parents their views on when schools should reopen.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, I want to get into this clip here in a brief moment. I want to take some calls. 831-0600, Governor Ron DeSantis. We did not edit this out, so he rips, which is fine with me. You know, I've been a news reporter for years, but he rips into the media. I mean, you know why, Raj? Because it's just fun. That's why. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Let's take a quick call. Let's go to Jeff.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up this morning, man?
Well, I'm looking at the numbers. You got the death statistics and everything, and I haven't been able to run it yet, but the CDC keeps death statistics on just about everything. What I wanted to do was just look at the 2018 death statistics and see if the numbers of people who have died from COVID even line up number-wise. In other words, if the total average death in America in 2018 was, say, you know, a small number, 100,000 people, and then this year they claim that 100,000 people, or actually, you know, say 50,000 people died of COVID. Do the numbers even line up? And I'm betting they don't.
Wait, hold on. You mean talking about the flu? Because evidently COVID, technically, I don't know, wasn't around in 2018.
Right, but that's my point. If average number of deaths per state is, say, I don't know, 20,000 people, and then they claim that in each state, or in a state in particular, you had 15,000 people die of COVID, does it even add up? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but
in 2018, if 20,000 people died, you're still going to have close to 20,000 people die of other causes anyway, just like they did in 2018. But then they come out and claim COVID killed 15,000 people.
Well,
so
you
would have
to have
a total of 35,000. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, your numbers. Yeah, you're all over the map with me this early, man. I mean, I'm with you, but what I'm getting at is that when you look at it, how many all was it pretty much COVID-related? Again, if you had a heart attack, and I'm telling you, this has been reported, if you have a heart attack and you have a little bit of COVID, it gets marked down that you died from COVID out there. And that's fine if it was one of the things that pushed you over the edge, but you died 90% of it from heart disease, then what I'm asking is, did it die from COVID or did it die from heart disease? Because in a court of law, when it comes to an insurance company to pay out a claim, they want to know specifically, if you didn't get tested, we just can't assume or presume what you died of. If you died from flu-like epidemics, which is still part of COVID, and pneumonia, we've got to figure this out. And I still think there's a lot of – and Jeff, I appreciate the call. I'm just saying that this invites a lot of fraud. When you tell hospitals in the state of Florida that you can't practice this type of surgery, you lose 80% of your business. But among the CARES Act, among the COVID-related relief bills, that we're going to double the amount of money of those that are on ventilators and those that die of COVID. I'm just telling you, it invites medical fraud. And folks, if you don't believe me, doesn't happen, go to FBI.gov and just Google the billions, not unintentional, which does happen, but intentional fraud that takes place every year from doctors. Good call. 25 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk radio. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to get some light traffic on Beach Boulevard westbound, right between 295 and Kernan. Add a few extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Afternoon thunderstorms expected later with a high of 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips. Make sure the mask is covering both your mouth and your nose. Leaving either out pretty much makes the mask pointless. It's okay to wear sunglasses with your mask. Just understand that no one will be able to recognize you that way. And please, breathe normally while wearing the mask. Doing the Darth Vader breathing thing,
It's really not that funny.
This message brought to you by...
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
Here's a message from Sharon Mills, Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. This drastic shift in lifestyle can cause a lot of stress. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of the difficult things we've already conquered. Although we couldn't see the forest for the trees, we remained standing and found the worst behind us. This too shall pass. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. This is a time to dream bigger, for this is America, where dreams never die. On the other side of this, let's not just exist, but thrive. Remember, those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you at 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
Problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The Florida Theater is proud of our city, and they're standing together with you. There's lots of chaos around us these days, but we will get through this. The Florida Theater has postponed many of their upcoming events for now, but they still have so much to look forward to in the months ahead. The Florida Theater has been here since 1927, and they're not planning on going anywhere. They look forward to providing you with memorable experiences in the very near future. Visit floridatheater.com for more information.
The Florida Theater is supported by Community First Credit Union.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
All right, we are setting ready to go. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. For those of you on hold, we're going to get to your calls in just a brief moment. I want to give you guys plenty of time. Also coming up in a few moments, our good friend Adam Andrzejewski with the ripoff of the week from OpenTheBooks.com, brought to you by... My, an hour. And folks, when we say they're our good friends, trust me, we hang out with Clayton Bromberg from Underwood Jewelers at underwoodjewelers.com, brings you the ripoff of the week. But we're going to take your calls coming up next, 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are now more than 5 million confirmed coronavirus infections worldwide, and the rate of new cases continues to climb in some parts of the world. The government's latest jobs report due out this morning. The weekly tally expected to show another 2 million or so Americans file claims for unemployment benefits. Flooding has forced roughly 10,000 people from their homes in central Michigan. Meanwhile, this morning, floodwaters forcing evacuations in parts of Virginia and North Carolina. A shooting last night at an outdoor shopping complex in Glendale, Arizona. 3 people injured, 1 in critical condition. A suspect is in custody. On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open. Dow futures are down 124 points. NASDAQ futures off 27, S&P futures down 11 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. State health officials had already said that a coronavirus-related inflammatory syndrome had developed among some children. And yesterday, a top official at a Jacksonville hospital said they might have some cases. Wolfson Children's Hospital is looking into the possibility that some patients have MISC, or multisystem inflammatory syndrome, in children. Their chief of infectious diseases also pointed out that most children who contract it will recover. The COVID-19 testing site at the Prime Osborne Convention Center is now closed, but state officials have implied that some tests that were conducted there might have been compromised. Yesterday, they said that more than 1,700 of the 90,000 tests administered throughout Florida were damaged, but the affected people will get priority retesting. A woman was shot in her hand through the windshield of her truck overnight yesterday near Normandy Boulevard and Yellowwater Road in Jacksonville. She'll be okay. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to get some light traffic on Beach Boulevard westbound, right between 295 and Kernan. Add a few extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Afternoon thunderstorms expected later with a high of 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in managing the spread of COVID-19. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for their misreporting of Florida's recovery. And Democrats say they will continue investigations into the Trump administration through the 2020 election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York.
That was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Oh, it gets better. Before we get back to your calls at 831-0600, he went off on the media yesterday. Listen to this.
Wait 2 weeks. Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. We've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative. It challenges their assumption. So they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health.
Oh, some of you actually that listen to the show believe in the black helicopters. You know that, Roger.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I would love to see the liberal media cover that story because they're basically, you know, being taken out to the woodshed by the governor of Florida in a very accurate way, to be perfectly frank with you. And whether or not they've got the guts to go ahead and let that clip play on the on the liberal media channels, you know, that's something that I'm looking forward to hearing.
You and before I get back to the calls, listen, he's got a newborn. He probably not get much sleep. I don't have any children. You know about that,
right?
But anyway, so listen, I think if he didn't have any kids, he'd probably still get stressed out about it, and I would too. But you know, the bottom line is that we're not talking about the media reporting. We're talking about the editorials from the Miami Herald.
Okay,
Governor DeSantis wasn't doing enough, and all this other stuff. So, all right, 831-0600, 904-831. 0600. Who do you want? You don't want to go with Lou, right?
No, Luke unfortunately couldn't hang on.
All right, well, just go and let me know. Sorry, I was looking at some of the stuff right there. All right,
hold on.
831-0600. 831.
We're looking at what, $6 or $7 trillion thrown into the economy. The question we keep hearing is this enough? tight into June. $1 trillion rescues numbers, 5, 6, 7.
Fox Business Network Stuart Varney keeps asking a question. How many more trillions are we going to be spending into the economy? Latest unemployment numbers as far as unemployment claims come out later this morning. Roger, they're predicting, what was it, 2, maybe 2.5 million compared to what we saw last week. If the numbers go down slightly, but there's still an increase, is that a win-win? Well, that's pretty much in the eye of the beholder. All right, we got Lou back on with us. Hey, Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Listen, hey, I had the guy that called earlier that was comparing year to year. I had had the same questions in my mind, and I actually done the research.
Okay.
And according to the CDC's latest complete analyzed year, 2017, there were 2,800,000 deaths in the U.S. from all causes. That averages out to 77,700 a day. Okay. Now, according to the CDC's 2020 provisional deaths, counting the weeks 2/1/20 through 5/9/20, that's 15 weeks times 7 days. I did the numbers on it. It's 105 days. There were 835,000 deaths, which averages to 7,958 deaths per day.
So we're seeing about an extra 20 people die per day, right?
All right, exactly. Now, but the population back in 2017 was 321 million. The population today is, let me go to my number here because I had this up.
Lou, hold on. Let me play devil's advocate. Just so bear with me. Don't get offended when I ask this question. I'm setting this up.
No, not at all.
Well, hear me out. Somebody's going to say, so what, Lou? We're talking about a deadly virus going on out there. We're not talking about somebody who had 40 years that didn't properly eat. They died of a heart attack. You know, we're going to hear that. So my point is that we're looking at certain specific numbers, not an overall numbers of what people may have died of.
Be honest with you, to me, I think that, you know, some of these people were going to die anyway. The numbers are counted wrong, and the year-to-year number is not changing. Nature's way, flu takes people out.
I'm with you. But
I think what Jeff and what Lou were talking about here is that, you know, I know the numbers can be a little confusing, but if you have 770 people that are dying per day prior to COVID-19, going back to 2017, and that number doesn't change once we're in the coronavirus, and there's a question whether or not the deaths being reported are accurate, then maybe there's some proof here. If you look at the number of people dying per day, and if it hasn't changed, then maybe there is some inaccuracy.
But hold on. But to what Jeff said, and Jeff, I'm just telling you, this is what you're going to hear. It doesn't matter what position they are. I understand their argument. Well, Jeff, because there are people we know that have leukemia and heart disease that still may live for another 2 to 3 years, but they're saying that COVID came in, instead of the 2 to 3 years, they only lived 2 to 3 more weeks.
Here again, the numbers from year to year don't lie. The amount of people that are dying day. Actually, in 2017, there were months where 8,500 people died a day in the months of January, February, and December, which are typically your flu seasons, right?
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the – go ahead, Roger, I got to get going. Jeff, I appreciate the call, but what I'm saying is I understand both sides. Believe me, I'm one of the biggest critics out there. I think people are inflating the numbers. Again, they're going to get more money. I'm just saying it invites more fraud if they put down COVID-19 because the feds are going to give them more money. All, again, I ask the question is it all COVID-related? I mean, again, on the death certificate, did they die in pre-existing conditions, or what was the unfortunate part about it that COVID put them over? I don't want to get caught using the attitude, well, they were going to die anyway. Then you get accused of being, you don't care. And that's not what I'm saying you're saying, but I know what those that hear this are going to put certain words in mouths like that. I'm saying is that if you got a couple years left with a heart disease, well, then you still got 2 years left. Is it possible that COVID put the final nail in the coffin 2 years earlier? And Roger, that to me is always open for an interesting, you know, interpretation. So coming up next, the ripoff of the week, brought to you by UnderwoodJewelers.com. 3 locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and the Avondale. UnderwoodJewelers.com. All coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It wouldn't be a traffic report without something in the road. On 295 southbound at 103rd Street, there's tire debris in the center lane. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Afternoon thunderstorms expected later with a high of 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
a coronavirus update brought to you by The Church of Our Savior, drive-in services, and online every Sunday morning.
47,471 Floridians have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the pandemic began. To date, 2,096 have lost their lives. Duval County has recorded 1,336 cases, Clay County 333, St. John's with 233, and Nassau County 69 cases. Vice President Mike Pence visited Walt Disney World to talk tourism as the attraction opened their shopping area. Florida's largest industry is yet to open back up, but plans are being analyzed to get the theme parks and other tourist attractions back up and running. A majority of the unemployment claims have come from that industry. The Duval County School Board voted to purchase 143,000 reusable face masks so every employee can have one when the school buildings open up again. All staff will have access to the masks, but not required to wear them. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
Hi, this is Pastor David Ball from Church of Our Savior. I invite you to come as you are and worship in your car at our drive-in church services on Beach Boulevard. With waving to neighboring cars and beeping responses, you can safely enjoy an interactive live worship experience. Services are Sunday at 9 a.m. Live stream at jacksbeachchurch.com or just drive in. We're at 2092 Beach Boulevard, so gather the kids and your pets and listen to some good news for a change.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 23rd, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now is the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, the COVID-19 pandemic closed down almost all of the diamond trade centered in New York. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventories of big diamonds so they could make shipments from Jacksonville to both their wholesale and retail customers around the country. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement-style rings on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including Forever Mark diamonds. We also take trade-ins. But remember, this sale ends May 23rd at Underwood San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
All right, this part of the radio show brought to you by Underwood Jewelers, three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco and Avondale. And folks, they are essential. They're open. I'm also a client. When I lost all my weight, Roger, I had to get certain pieces of jewelry resized. They did it, I think it was like in a matter of like a day or so. Uh-huh. Clayton Bromberg, and we're big fans of his as he's big fans of ours. Again, underwoodjewelers.com. That's underwoodjewelers.com. All right. It is the ripoff of the week. Not where the government's taking advantage of you. No, we know that happens. They're literally ripping you off, the taxpayer. Adam Andrzejewski is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, also a senior policy contributor. So I want to talk about a few states with this bailout money. Is typical, California is always on the top list. And by the way, I was posting something on my Facebook page, the private one I have. I'm like, and I was having fun with liberals. Gavin Newsom, the governor's talking about cutting government spending. I was having a little bit of fun with that. But are they really going to cut spending, and how bad is it in that state and other states here, Adam?
Well, it's really bad in California because they've completely mismanaged their finances for decades. And now with coronavirus and the revenues drying up, it's exposing some of the underlying, the fundamental weaknesses in their system. So right now, Ed, they're running a $54 billion state budget deficit. Their unfunded pension liabilities are $1 trillion. Gavin Newsom wrote to Nancy Pelosi asking for a $1 trillion bailout of the 50 states. He has proposed, as you said, 5% across-the-board cuts to wages, including his own. I'm sorry, 10% cuts to wages and 5% cuts to the state budget. They could cut their way out of this. They have a $20 billion rainy day fund. And look, during this crisis, if you're not using your rainy day fund, you're just not serious.
Well, here's the whole thing that I keep asking. Florida's got a $4 billion reserve rainy day fund. I'm saying that these guys don't seem to want to be forced to cut any spending. Instead, let's use the rainy day fund, and somehow they think that the money tree is going to bring down more tax revenue.
Well, look, people got to spend the rainy day fund. This is the purpose of a rainy day fund. It's for when you have a worldwide pandemic hit your state. Look, in California, we found 340,000 public employees at every level of the state make more than 100 grand a year.
Wow.
That includes the retirees. They cost taxpayers every year $45 billion. Look, Ed, you can run the student union at UCLA and out-earn Governor Newsom. Who knew that you can run a student union and make $206,000 a year?
Talk to me, which you do all the time, Florida, let's start off with, before we go to other states, like California, you at OpenTheBooks.com. Tell me, before we go to other states, you also found where lifeguards, truck drivers, some of these, folks, listen to this. This is incredible, again, compared to other states, on how some of these local city employees are making. Explain.
So in Florida, I know you don't have any lifeguards making over $200,000 a year. In Los Angeles County, there are 44 lifeguards that we found make over $200,000 a year, and the top lifeguard cleaned off $365,000 last year at taxpayer cost. In Florida, you have 50,000. We've identified 50,000 highly compensated six-figure public employees. In California, that number is at 340,000. In New York, it's at 252,000. So in Florida, you guys are managing your finances a heck of a lot better than some of these other states that are going to Washington, D.C., wanting good Florida money to chase their bad fiscal policies.
By the way, Adam Andrzejewski is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. He's also a senior policy contributor at Forbes.com. You can read some of his latest and most popular editorials. Go to Forbes.com. You know, it's amazing. We even know that some of these coaches and athletic directors, if they've gamed the system, you know, they were smart at doing it. But even some of these athletic directors for small colleges in the state of Florida making $400,000 to $500,000. Here's the question: when you uncover all of this amount of money, is this going to be, and again, this is more of a policy question, I know you're more of a numbers guys, I'd have to assume that many of these people do not want to cut government spending. They go into this debt. I'd have to assume that they're all going to act like this is all COVID related, and yet they're going to take this sweaty wad of bailout money, which they've already done, and try to pay off their bad deficits beforehand. That's what I'm thinking. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. And Ed, you know, OpenTheBooks.com, we are headquartered in Illinois, the Super Bowl of corruption. And it was Rahm Emanuel that coined the phrase, don't let the crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what's going on. So let's put it in perspective. Like in California, they want your money. They've got 46,000 city and town employees that make six figures. In the entire state, at every level, including higher education, you only have 50,000 employees that make six figures. So California is horribly mismanaged. In higher ed in Florida, you've got about 14,000 employees that make more than 100 grand. California has that number. Just in the University of California system, there's about 13,000 employees that make more than 200 grand.
Oh, my word. Hey, Adam, give us I'm not saying give me an exact number, but for the audience out there, you cover is very well known even here in the state of Florida, many municipalities. It's very unfortunate, but their biggest downfall for their budgets are these pension funds. I'm not talking the state pension. I mean, you can get into that in a moment. I'm talking some of these pensions where, example, I've seen cities here in the state of Florida for years. I would cover this as a reporter, where they put up a list of all of their investments and they sit back and they brag, oh, we got 2.5-3%. And then the next page, because no one reads these things, they literally say, but we invested 4 to 4.5% into the local pension fund. Again, so answer me this. I think some of those here listening, whether it's the state of Florida, but tell me some of these other states, maybe in Illinois, when some of these government retirees are no longer working, so they're living in the retirement states, how much, at least percentage-wise, do they get of their normal income? Is it 40%? Is it 70%? Is it 80%? What have you uncovered?
So here's what we've uncovered. We've uncovered, say, a community college president in California. Well, citizens were irate. They wanted him fired. He was making $345,000 in California at El Camino College. So he said, fine, I'm out of here. I'm going to retire. And his pension today is $315,000. So he gets 90% of what people were complaining about that he was getting on his active salary. So I don't know the specific rule in California, but I can tell you this. It's unsustainable, Ed.
I mean, Jonathan, I was looking at this. We were talking. I was playing one of these clips. And one of my friends, Jonathan, we were talking about this. He's one of our guys who works with us doing some of the news research. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, Adam's coming on with us tomorrow. And he says, listen, he goes, I talked to a lot of people. He goes, it gets really people's blood boiling when you talk about, for example, about this individual who's getting almost 80 plus 85% of their pension. He says, if you look at the normal private sector, it's the old adage. You work 40 years, 40 hours a week, and you might be lucky if you get 40 to 50% of your salary as far as a pension out there.
Right. So let's, you know, in Florida, you got the University of Central Florida president, John Hitt. We had him in 2018. He was making a little less than 900 grand. The athletic director, and he's been criticized because all his teams lose, Ed, at UCLA. The athletic director at UCLA, they're losing right and left. In the last 3 years, their football teams won 7 games out of the last 24. The athletic director made double what John Hitt at the University of Central Florida president made. The athletic director made $1.8 million, and his teams lose.
Hey, let me ask you this. Give us a personal story here. I got a couple minutes here. One of our friends, Chris, who's a friend of ours, was asking the question. And I ask you this all the time. I'm always more curious what's the response when elected officials probably wanted to cuss you out. But when you, on some of these stories you reported, what has been some of the positive response you have seen in some states? I mean, you don't have to give it all to us now, but tell us what you've uncovered and what is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, so let's just take California because it's top of mind. We had to reach out to everybody we mentioned in my latest Forbes piece, why California is in trouble. And so when we reached out to the city manager in Palm Springs in California, they responded by saying that he's going to cut 20% of his salary. Look, we've never seen anything like that. So
that's a
move. That's good news, Ed.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and by the way, I think we're going to have to do a whole segment on which would be, this is the story we did. This was the response we got back.
Right.
You want to say, by the way, when we use you at floridadaily.com, you'd be surprised. We talked to one about the teachers union. They were trying to call me out, and I said, well, here's our link. And then guess what? We never heard back from them. Remember that? I sent that to you?
Yeah,
it was
incredible. Yeah, but here's the update on that. After they pushed back on that, they must have called the Florida retirement system, because the next year, the Florida retirement system, and we think it's unlawful, they rejected our Freedom of Information Act request. They didn't turn over a single salary single salary record, Ed.
I remember that. Listen,
so there's a real problem there.
Adam, I love you. You're the best segment anywhere on Talk Radio. Adam Andrzejewski, the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. We call this the ripoff of the week. Adam, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, man. Love the guy. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, the ripoff of the week brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. 3 locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, Avondale, underwoodjewelers.com. Again, that's underwoodjewelers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed southbound, right at 295. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high reaches 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Trump heads to a Ford plant in Michigan today. United Airlines CEO says, be patient. Highway traffic up as businesses reopen. Those stories next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? an estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. President Trump touring a Ford Motor facility in Ypsilanti, Michigan today. The plant has been producing ventilators to combat the spread of the China coronavirus. Democrats and their handmaidens in the news media obsessing over Ford allowing the president to tour without a face mask when local staff are required to wear masks. United Airlines just installed Scott Kirby as their new CEO. He says while demand for air travel is improving, it could take until there's a vaccine before many air passengers will fly again. As stay-at-home orders expire, more Americans planning to drive rather than ride with crowds on mass transit. Many are even buying cars for the first time ever, prompting higher highway traffic. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place?
Will we begin a new tradition? The solemn sharing of our hand sanitizer?
Perhaps we can begin the practice of reaching up and touching the insides of our feet together.
You know, as long as we have on shoes. Maybe a throwback to the 80s and do a little bumping of hips. Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by...
Whether you're driving a luxury, classic, or exotic vehicle, or just something to get around town, Firehouse Auto Spa can take care of you. Firehouse Auto Spa offers mobile service for detailing, odor removal, paint correction, and more. Their facility on St. John's Bluff Road can handle restorations, window tint, ceramic coatings, and more on cars, boats, and aircraft. Check out the great reviews at FirehouseAutoSpaJax.com. Then call 803-1027, 803-1027. Firehouse Auto Spa, premium car detailing services in Jacksonville with exceptional attention to quality. Call for an appointment anywhere at 803-1027.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
You've got a lot about Barack Obama and Joe Biden. You've got to turn them in to something they are not. You've got to make them criminals. He wants to get to the point where they're chanting lock them up at his rallies about Obama and Biden, who have done nothing illegal. Nothing. Nothing. Not even close. Not a hint of corruption during 8 years.
What? That was former Democrat Claire McCaskill on MSNBC. The Barack Obama and Joe Biden are cleaner than the Pope's white robes. No amount of corruption. Really? Do we need to remind people? NSA, Fast and Furious, the IRS, Loeb and Benghazi. Anyway, it's amazing how the media doesn't report things. More coming up next. Hour number 3, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.